Orange of the Central West, Triple M, thanks to Worldwear Solutions, Bathurst and Orange. Anthony Maroon, good morning.
Gilly, good morning to you, my good friend. Hey, you back doing trivia yet?
Yes, mate, we're back at Waratahs tonight, and we've got another one starting up next week, but more on that as it comes to hand. So if you're coming to Waratahs Trivia, make sure you book tonight for 7 p.m. start, call the club and get your team ready. Bring your smart friends, I always say.
Yeah, bring your smart friends, but not your smartphones, Gilly.
No, that's right. Leave the phones at home. There's no room for that. It's a 10-point deduction at my trivia if you're caught using your phone.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty hard.
Yeah, you are hard. Hard.
Now, you had a pretty good round with the tips last week.
Is that right?
Yeah, you did. You did quite well. You missed a couple, but I think plenty of people would have with some of those results from last weekend. Look, tonight, Cowboys, they got no chance against the Roosters, you would think.
Well, I mean, you know, you just don't know what you're going to get from the Cowboys, do you? But now the Roosters, what have they got? No Verrills, no Radley, no Cordner, no Tupou. So, but I think I'd still have to tip the Roosters, mate. I just think they're genuine side with genuine depth. They can move, shuffle the decks a little bit and they should win.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Titans-Warriors, the Friday game?
Oh, look, mate, I'm absolutely blessed. I've had called about 8 Titans games this year. Yippee! Both these teams, look, again, it depends on who turns up, doesn't it, mate? I mean, who turns up on the day? These teams, they're so hot and cold, but RTS is back for the Warriors, so I'm going to take the Warriors to make it 2-2.
All right, now, the late game Friday, this will be good. Rabbitohs taking on the Tigers. Plenty of matchups here.
Yeah, and poor old Rabbitohs, my Rabbitohs, they've just sort of slipped down the ladder, and the Tigers are in 8th, Souths are in 9th, so this will be a good battle for that alone. Obviously, Tigers know Joey Leilua. You know what, and Michael Maguire coaching his old club, but you know, I've got to tip my mighty bunnies, Gilly. I just have to.
Yeah, I think you know, a sensible man would do the same, I think. But I guess all shall be revealed at 7:55 on Friday night. Now, Saturday, 3 p.m, the Sharks playing the Panthers.
The great old rivals, mate, from 1967 when they both entered the competition. Now, but the Sharks, they were. It's funny, you go back a month or so, they're talking about getting a new coach. But now they've won 3 games in a row, and I think John Morris has done a lot with what he has to work with. So they've won 3 in a row going into this one, the Sharkies, but the Panthers have only lost 1 game this year. So I'm going to go for Penrith.
Yep, okay. Broncos, Bulldogs?
Well, this one, Gilly, in a lot of ways, for probably all reasons, one of the more interesting games of the round. The Broncos might get a couple of players back, they might, but the Dogs will play their backside off because this is a genuine chance to shake off the wooden spoon, shake off the bottom of the ladder. So, I don't know, can the Broncos win? Are the Broncos capable of winning? I'm going to take the Dogs. I've been taking the Broncos, but they've just let me down. And the Dogs, of course, have this Luke Thompson, this English import. He's in. So, mate, I'm going to take the Doggies to try and shake the wooden spoon.
Yeah, okay. All right, Raiders Storm. This will be a cracker.
Always is, isn't it, Gilly? Yep. Always is. Look, I'm going to take the Raiders here. I don't know why. They're minus Soliola and Gula. There's a small chance Cameron Munster might play in this game, but I think the Raiders will find some form and win this one.
Yeah, tend to agree with you there. Knights-Eels, probably the match of the round.
Yeah, look, this is going to be an interesting one. Nathan Brown back for Parramatta. He's been off suspended. He's one of those players in the NRL I really rate, but he's got some stupidity in his game, much like Leilua at the Tigers. But Newcastle, this game's in Newcastle. But I don't know, mate. Parramatta with Gutherson, both the Brown boys, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Junior Paula. I'm going to take Parra.
Yeah, I think I'll be doing similar. And the final game will be the Dragons taking on Manly.
Yeah, look, you've got to take Manly. You know, you just can't. You can't go to a Dragons game, tip the Dragons with any certainty, can you, mate? No, I think Manly, they're all heart. So even though they're missing a couple, I'm going to take the mighty Manly side.
Yeah, absolutely right. Thanks to Wellwear Solutions, my guests talking rugby league and footy tips, the one and only Anthony Maroon. And, of course, you'll catch him across the weekend calling the NRL here on Triple M. Mate, thank you very much. Enjoy your footy this weekend.
Gilly, you enjoy yourself. Go and see the boys at Wellwear Solutions and tell them I love them. And glory, glory to South Sydney.